This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So, I look out my window and first thing I notice is it's autumn. It's autumn. Mm-hmm. You know, it's PSL season, right? I got those big PSLs. So I go, hey, look, you know, let me surprise Kevin. Kevin does so much for us, and I think we don't always appreciate it.
Can we just say, what, like, when you say you have the big PSLs, you're talking about?
Penis sucking lips.
Got it.
So I'm like, yo, let me do something nice for Kevin, because it's autumn, it's fall, and he's got this fucked up house. Shit's been a wreck. So I go, I'm going to drive over there before he wakes up and rake all his leaves. I'm so excited to do this. And I get in there and I push and pull the rake and I make a big pile. I mean, this thing is built for jumping, but I won't. Do it, because it's going to make a mess again. The whole point is that he's going to get up, and I'm peeking in his windows and stuff, and I don't see anybody moving around, you know? So I'm like, I see Clippy trying to end himself.
How is he from, like, jumping from a big height, or maybe
he seems to be weaving? He's weaving alfalfa fronds together.
Wow. Oh, it did a noose.
To create a noose.
But his neck is so... He doesn't even really have a neck.
Well, yeah. And so he's... It actually looks cool. Like, he's got kind of like a sick, like, alfalfa chain on. And he kind of fastened it to the top of his wheel. His little wonder wheel. He calls it a wonder wheel. In honor of his favorite movie?
Movie?
Yeah. But anyway, he's got it hooked up there, and then he like spins it, I guess, hoping that it'll like choke him, but it just keeps coming apart.
Yeah.
But that's the only movement I see in there. Okay. And I'm going, oh good, Kevin must still be sleeping. And so I finish it. I'm driving away, and who do I see pulling the opposite way up his street? Kevin.
It was with Kevin?
With all of his raking gear. He drove to my house to rake my
leaves. He raked all your leaves?
And I thought, wow. This bitch stole my fucking idea. And now I'm pissed.
And also, you're paying him.
I'm paying him to be available for like this is time he could have spent making a podcast clip video that gets no traction.
This or response.
This is time he could have spent texting you and not hearing back. Like, these are all moments in the day where it's like, I don't need you to rake my fucking leaves. I got a wife for that.
Wow.
So anyway, I pulled over right away. I screamed at him. Then I went, kicked his leaves all over his yard and just said, like, never mind, man. You try to do something nice and you find out who your real producers are. So that was my morning. Happy
tough
autumn. Happy PSL season.
All the leaves piled up on top of each other, all the red and yellow and orange leaves. It
looks
in
like
many
a fire.
Ways it looks like the fire has
it looks
returned.
Like flames. Yeah,
the fire has returned to get revenge. I almost wonder if that's actually just what happened the first time, because you just saw a big pile of leaves.
Yeah, freaked out, called the fire department.
And then moved into a hotel for like a year.
Yeah, I mean, it makes more sense than what he told me, which is like his
backpack.
His batteries got mad at his backpack or something while he was asleep. It's like, that doesn't really happen, dog.
It's... My show is Hollywood Handbook, Insider's Guide to Kicking Butt and Dropping Names in the Red Carpet Lineback Hallways of this industry we call showbiz. Exciting to have for drop back. Exciting to have Jeremy back.
We have two of the tunes who did tune out the news. It was fake news for a cartoon world, and that is where we live. And two of the main tunes are here, and go ahead and say what up to everybody, and give us a little bit
of
the cartoony stuff.
Well,
we're gonna do it
in character.
We're gonna just slip in.
Describe your character.
This is me, but we're gonna slip in.
Let's do our characters
for sure.
Get into the
Hey, good to be here.
Hi, nice to be here.
And can you describe a little bit of those characters?
Yeah, talk about what
for
they,
anyone
some
that
of the funny stuff
doesn't
want to
pay
visually.
$16 a freaking every week.
It is kind of just like
to watch
all
Showtime cartoon.
It's on. First of all, it's on.
It's
Comedy
on Comedy Central.
Central.
Yeah, it's
obviously
Comedy
not
Central costs $16 a week now.
Insane.
Well, it should because for tuning out the news.
Quality to achieve that kind of quality animation, you need to be generating a lot of money.
I don't know if you guys have seen Have you guys seen the stuff that they're like, just visually the kind of grounds they're breaking?
I'm realizing that what I saw was our cartoon president, and there's your problem, right?
And that's why
I'm looking under the hood on this. I see your problem right here, pal.
They're completely different. They're completely different visually.
I confuse them because they're, you know, I don't watch them on Comedy Central or Showtime. I don't have anything. I watch all of it on Paramount Plus.
Yep.
Oozing with comedy content, right?
Yeah.
Puss Mountain. You got
that's
Puss
what
Mountain.
That's what
I
that
squeeze
people
my
think,
remote.
People
and the
think
fucking
that's a mountain. It's
comedy
not a mountain.
Busts out. No, that's a big ass pimple.
It's like
it's not snow capped, man.
Super close on a guy's zit.
Yeah, it's a fucking whitehead. And the shit bursts with content. So, yeah, I watch it all on Paramount Plus, and the way my algorithm is set up is they just, you know, they play the episodes at the same time, basically. Because what I like is the world's crazy.
They play the episodes at the same time?
They play all the episodes at the same time.
It's like Red Zone or whatever, where it's like the different boxes with like two like exciting football games going on, but it's just two funny political cartoons happening.
Tuning out the news and my cartoon.
And it gives you an alert like where you can check in when like Yellowstone's about to fucking bust somebody's ass wide open.
Yep. Yeah.
That's tight.
There's a little.
That's cool.
David Nevins is like. Sort of in a suit, and he'll go like, "We're gonna bring you live now over to 1883, where this just happened." And then Sam Elliott goes like, "Get the fuck off my property!" And then they just like drop you back into cartoon present. He goes like, "Mummy, can I please have another orange juice?" Then he goes, "All right, now you're not going to believe this big piece of news just happened on the Real World Reunion, and David is playing the piano again." And so it's actually really fun. It's a better way to watch TV. They've cracked it.
But you guys, you've stayed busy. It's been a little while since we've had you on the show. I know that you have other projects that are not tuning out the news, and we discussed one on this program.
That's so great to hear.
Yeah, wow.
Thank you guys.
We played the teaser. It was for, I don't remember what it was called. Kevin, can you share with me the name of the show?
White Horse Tavern.
White Horse Tavern.
Oh,
White Horse Tavern.
Wow. You guys saw WHT.
That's so cool.
We looked at the trailer for White Horse Tavern. We had a great time chopping it up about it. Mm-hmm. And I know for watching it, you had a good time working on the show.
Yeah, you can say that.
You can tell when the cast is enjoying themselves on a production. It's really always exciting for me because sometimes somebody goes to make a comedy show and the way they run it is so sort of, you know, regimented and
right.
rigid and strict that
we've been on those. Yeah.
Guys like you can't express your own personalities.
Right.
And, and it doesn't feel fun to watch it. And maybe the jokes are written well, and maybe some of the physical comedy is done well, but it doesn't feel fun and it doesn't crackle.
It doesn't feel alive.
And
This seemed like
page.
Well, this is the cool combination of where it has all three things. The writing is fucking
it's amazing.
Incredible. It's
so good. And it's, like just like I mean, me and like the whole cast was just vibing. Like we were like really like the group chat still pops off.
Let's talk let's pull up a frame.
Family.
Let's pull up a frame. And I think in the trailer Regatta's in as many as four frames.
And I think it's, first of all, I just want to say, how cool is it, just this technology of like the first show that's released on a screen that's being recorded
at Comic-Con.
At Comic-Con in a video.
At that Comic-Con Stadium.
A video of a screen in a stadium. I mean, this is cool.
Yes.
There he is. And so this is a show.
But
where,
look at how much fun he's having.
Where
this,
like, we should
this is
mention,
what I'm talking about.
This is
I remember Seth, this.
Seth Green's show where Rajat and some other humans are partying with the NFTs.
The NFTs are at the bar.
They work at the bar. They also
horny,
go to the bar.
Yeah,
one of them is
sorry.
Horny.
That is what we are looking at as a doodle. That is not an NFT. But
that's not an NFT. That's a
that's a doodle.
Mm-hmm.
I believe
Say more.
Well, there are NFTs and there are doodles, and
it's kind of a hybrid. It's kind of that's kind of one of the ways it breaks.
It's a hybrid.
Is the doodle inspired by an NFT?
You know, that's a good question.
I don't think
so.
It was.
Are doodles friends with the NFT?
And in what sense is it a hybrid? And I guess my question is a hybrid of an NFT and what?
Doodle.
The doodle is a hybrid of an NFT and a
doodle. No, it's the show has both NFTs
and
doodles.
Doodles are in the show with the NFTs and they're friends. Is there any friction between them? I could see that generating a lot of story.
Well,
I would say there is, but at the end of the day, it is a family, and
like we all work for the White Horse Tavern, and it's a watering hole where it's all kinds of people. You got your Norm, you got your Cliff.
Well, Jim and Dwight didn't always get along,
mm-hmm.
but they loved each
but
other.
But they did love each other,
they loved
you
each
know.
Other.
And I think if really Dwight ever needed him, Jim would be there.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
this is sort of like, this is, you know, it's.
And that was just like the most fun part of the show is those final two seasons where it's just mm-hmm. mainly the love they have for each other.
Where they're friends.
Jim and Dwight,
it doesn't
yeah.
need to be necessarily jokes and friction
no.
and conflict. It's just like.
So White Horse Tavern starts in the place that they finally got to with those final
exactly.
two seasons of
it's
the
kind
Office.
Of its spiritual sequel. In some senses, The Office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we talked about it a little on the show, of some of the snags that that production hit. Many of the NFTs were stolen and renditioned, and because of their extreme value. And we also understand that you were being so funny on set that you were confused for an NFT and you were kidnapped.
That
Rajat, well.
You were taken to a black site, to a CIA black site, And
I know, and let me just say, when Rajat's hand is on his hip, like it is in this frame, then yes, then I know he's being very funny, basically like an NFT.
He's a doodle, I guess.
Yeah,
I'm new to all this. Like, this is what's cool is I'm learning a lot about this world through.
Do you remember what you were saying here, or do you have the script?
Well, actually, I'm happy you brought up my hand on my hip because I actually could tell that I was being really funny, and that was kind of like a call for help, a little bit in a sense, but.
Signal or something like
it was a signal. It was a signal that I was trying to maybe an NFT. One of my brothers in arms, one of my NFT friends could have done something or helped me, but
stop you being so funny.
Yeah, maybe
it's hurting.
Maybe,
you.
Maybe.
Unfortunately,
feel sick.
Unfortunately, if you watch the show, it sucks that I got cut out of the trailer. It seemed like it was such a fun time for Rajat, obviously, when the trailer came out. But I actually voice the robot that is the doodle that we're looking at.
That
right
is
now.
Featured and there. Okay.
So that's you.
That is me. That
so
is
you're
Sub-Z.
On the screen right now.
You know, and I'm really happy you guys brought up the script because I actually do have it. I'm going to go get it real quick.
Okay.
I do
Please
have
grab
it.
That.
Yeah. Great. Yes.
Please grab that. We can read a little bit of it.
We are looking at Sudsy and Alonzo right now.
Those are the characters. Sudsy is the robot who's a doodle, and he's watching the dish.
Well, let's not assume.
Well, he's just because he's doing dishes.
No, I know.
There it is.
It
White Horse Tavern. The name of the first episode is Valentine's Day.
Valentine's
you can see
Day.
All the Valentines around in the frame.
That's
Set
right.
deck went off.
Yep. Yep.
Yep.
These are
Set
the actual pages.
Snapped on us.
These are the pages.
Okay.
And
you
are you
see,
a highlighter?
These are highlighted for not my character.
Now, we all know the way this works, right? Is there's a big room.
Okay, so there's the actual.
So here's a picture of this is pre-doodle.
That's
this
us.
There's BTS where Jeremy is sitting down in Sudsy's position.
Yeah.
He is pretending to wash a dish.
Yeah.
And now, this is our scene. Sudsy and Alonzo, you see it.
Okay.
Jeremy, should Sudsy. We do this? Do you have the script, Jeremy?
Sudsy
do you want to read the scene?
I'd love
sides,
to have you
Jeremy.
Guys. Oh, that's a live photo, huh? So there,
it
I saw some movement.
Photo.
Yeah. I think it's just the angle, but
I'm always going back to the monitor. When I get an opportunity like that, and I'm always walking over to Video Village, and I'm like, "Sorry, can I just snap a quick live?"
They like it,
of course. Yeah,
can I see playback? Do we have playback on that? Can I just see what I was doing? Just
for
position, hand position. Can I look at playback? Uh huh. Okay, so my right hand's on the dish.
Continuity.
Right. Okay.
Your continuity.
Yeah. And Scrimpy's like,
really
"I'll tell
slowly.
You where it was," and I'm like, "Can you hang on a second? I'm watching playback." But then I am filming it too, and then I'll keep my phone and frame it. I'll check it, and I refuse to put it in airplane mode.
Okay, I have the sides here.
Does one of you guys want to read Fred?
I don't have the script. I wasn't involved in the project.
Yeah, I want to read Fred. I don't have the script either, but
I'll send it to you.
How does Fred sound? Can I know a little bit about Fred?
And what's Fred's story?
Fuck it up.
Well, Fred is a ape. He is a bored ape.
Okay.
I would say
I'm gonna have a tough time playing bored in this show because there's so much funny shit happening.
It's hard.
Right.
The sound design, by the way, was fucking amazing. Like when I watch it, there's this cool it's immersive. Like I feel like I'm in the show and there are multiple conversations going on and I can't. Like, hear what I'm supposed to be paying attention to.
That's intentional. That's intentional.
No, of course. It's like Altman or something, right? Like, did they talk about Robert Altman a lot?
We were talking about Altman a lot on set.
We were...
Yeah.
We were talking about The Long Goodbye and just like
Nashville was a big influence.
Well, Nashville's really where he unleashed that, you know, that those sort of separate threads bleeding. I mean, he experimented with it on California Split, but you guys must have talked about this.
We were.
This brings me back.
We still talk about just like Altman and the group text just firing.
Well, it's altcoins, right? Is like part of the NFT world.
It's a combination of alt comedy and alt coins.
I'm Robert Alt Coins.
That's right.
Yeah.
Tell Seth if he wants, I'll play Robert Alt Coins. You know, when this goes to series or whatever. Totally.
We'll definitely,
when this goes to series, yeah.
You could draw me as like a stack of coins. I'm a doodle and I'm like spilling on the counter or whatever, but I'm also directing it. He'll figure it out. He knows this thing. Is he sole credit on the script or is the room going or?
He is not credited on the script.
Who wrote it? Who wrote this bad bird?
Do you want to know
I'm almost just out of respect for the person that did it.
Who penned this damn bad bird?
Yeah, I tried to keep it out of frame when I held up the,
I did,
the thing.
You know, he's a nice guy. And I just know that he would want the script to speak for itself.
That's the thing. It's just like it should just come off page, sort of. Yeah.
It's like, no,
but it's also important to know, like, these words don't fall out of the sky. Like, somebody sits down, you know, at like an old timey typewriter and click clacks out this bad bird.
That's right.
And look, it looked typewritten to me, which makes me suspect it may have been at Rejected Jokes. Because I know he's got a typewriter, and I know that he's writing from the perspective of cartoons a lot. He's writing as Scooby-Doo to whoever.
Right. He actually like faxed in a ton of Sudsy and Alonzo jokes
really
to Letterman.
He still has the fax machine.
And Letterman didn't bite on him for whatever reason, and he went to Update. Update didn't bite on it, so it ended up becoming just this awesome pilot.
Its own thing. Yeah, sort of. But
well, Sean, do you have the sides?
I just emailed you the sides, Sean.
Okay, let me open up my email. I have it on Do Not Disturb while we do this, just out of respect for the podcast. But I'm looking at my email, and it's checking for mail now. So the system's kind of trying to find, like, did I get an email?
For sure.
And here it is. And I've got an email, and it's from you.
Yeah, that's what I was. Yeah. Hollywood
Amber. This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan discuss the Draymond Green punch. The boys do a teaser freezer for the new Super Mario Bros. Movie, and the flagrant ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Also, this Saturday, October 15th at 12 p.m. Pacific time, Carl and Hassan will be doing a video game live stream of Madden NFL 22. So make sure to check that out on the Bundle Plus video tier. Also, you can check out the video for this episode with Jeremy and Rajat at patreon.com/theflagrantones. Hollywood
Handbook. Hey, gang. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, That's big Milg energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to Milgs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your Milg!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
Fred works at the tavern?
Fred is, yeah, Seth Green's character.
I'm that looking is, at it.
That's the main ape that's bored. That's the main bored ape.
So let me see if I can get in Seth Green a little bit.
Yeah.
Hey.
Well, I mean,
hey, it's me. Hey, it's me, Seth.
Oh.
Hey, I'm Seth. But he's not Seth. He's Fred.
No.
Exactly.
Not Seth.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So that kind of, you kind of didn't do a good job there.
Hey, I'm Fred. Hey, I'm Fred.
That's better.
Hey, I mean, Fred. Hayes, do you have any notes for him? Because I know you've worked with Seth before.
I did work with Seth.
In the form of Chris.
In the form of Chris. I only know Chris. If you work with Seth on that show, all you know is Chris.
I'll tell you a true story from the studio days once you're finished, Hayes, but I just want to flag it to remember about Seth Green. Tell the Chris story and then
there is no Chris story. No, he's the voice of Chris on Family Guy. It's Seth.
No,
Green.
Tell your Chris story and then John will go.
There is no story
you do
about
your Chris story and then I'll tell the Seth story.
The character that he plays is Chris Griffin.
Right.
He's the son. He doesn't really have that many distinguishing.
But tell your story about Chris, you know, working with Chris and
what was
and
that?
Kind of
yeah.
What happened, like what, you know.
Do the story.
Gotta
and
be
then
some
chunk.
Funny
yeah,
stuff.
That
happened.
Was the one voice I wasn't really very good at pitching in, and so I was more of a Peter, pitching guy. And so Chris and I didn't have much contact over the course of the show. There is no story. And I don't know Seth. I've never interacted.
Tell him a story about me, Hayes. That's my Chris.
There he is.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
That was awesome.
Oh, geez, Hayes. Tell him about me, Chris. All our crazy times together.
That's pretty good.
That's him, and he's asking you to tell the story about work.
I don't have any story about Chris.
So, while Hayes kind of irons out some of the kinks in the Chris story that he's going to tell, I'll talk about a time that I came to the studio, and you may remember this too, but when we were back when we were at Earwolf, we're still on good terms with them. There was a studio, and they tended to feature memorabilia from a lot of their shows. And outside the studio, there was a photo, and it had a collage of all the different guest photos Hayes and I had taken in the early days of Hollywood Handbook. And one day I came in and Kevin said, Seth Green was here to record Hollywood Handbook earlier. And he took like 100 pictures of this collage of you guys. Do you remember this, Kevin?
Mm-hmm. But he wasn't there to record Hollywood Handbook. He was there to
He was there. Yeah, sorry. He was here to record Comedy Bang Bang. But he took like 100 pictures of this poster of the Hollywood Handbook thing. And he kept taking pictures of it. And he was like, do you mind if I take pictures of this? And he took a lot. And he was like, wow, this is really cool. And it's always disturbed me on a few levels. One, why did he take any pictures of it? Two, why did he take multiple pictures of it? Three, why was Kevin so excited about it?
And also, it didn't, as far as I know, it didn't translate into any.
Four, why didn't anything come from that?
Was no conversion. Have a good day, sir.
And is that the story as you remember it, Kevin?
Yes, and I also remember LeVar Burton coming up to Seth Green and saying, what are you doing? And he said, I'm recording Comedy Bang Bang. And LeVar went, huh, you will be perfect for that show. And then he laughed.
Okay, that's a good story.
Okay.
Can we, are we ready and to now, hear
yeah,
the
yeah, so let's just
you do, your, do the Chris
just
story?
Tell your Chris story.
And, I don't have a story. I really don't want to tell any story about it.
Hey, Hayes.
That's really good.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot better.
And now even Chris is asking to hear.
There's a monkey in my door.
In his door?
Yeah. There's a monkey in my door.
There's a monkey in your door?
Meg.
Meg! Meg! Yeah, I really wasn't good at it.
Stewie!
Hey, Stewie!
Stewie and Meg didn't really, and my dad!
He didn't really talk to Stewie that much.
Hey, Stewie and Brian, can I come on one of your crazy stories?
That's Brian?
Right?
Brian's here?
Mm-hmm.
I never really saw him in the office. One time, I was... introduced to Joe Buck when he came in to record something, and he was interested at the time in adapting a sitcom about his own life, and I believe something related to his divorce. And we talked a little bit where he was like sort of soft pitching me on like maybe I was going to be able to get involved with writing the show about Joe Buck's divorce. So that's, can that
weird
just
flex,
be,
but okay.
Can that just be?
Oh shit!
Can that just
oh,
be? I would really love for that to just kind of suffice as the Chris story. We could hear the scene from White Horse Tavern. I didn't even want to tell that story at all, but it's just one of the only ones that I have.
No, for sure. We'll wait on the Chris story. Probably we'll get the Chris story in a sec.
Great.
Yeah, and I guess I can. I mean, I can talk a little bit about you told your Joe Buck story, obviously, and I can talk about Seth Green and a development opportunity similar to your Joe Buck one that I was presented with at one point. It was a show he was really passionate about for him to star in, actually, that I...
Seth Green or Joe Buck?
Seth Green.
Okay.
I didn't end up landing. I wasn't as fortunate as you guys to actually be involved. Like, you know, you made it all the way to the set for White Horse Tavern. And I can see one of you in the show. This is, I guess, somewhat related because horses would be a part of the world, but there was a show called Shorties about jockeys that he really wanted to make. I kind of said, you know, could this be something else?
You said that?
Wow.
Yeah. And the answer was no.
Yeah, that to me is not surprising.
Did you want them to be taller?
Looking back, I guess I didn't really have a super specific change. I wanted to start over altogether. Just go, hey, we're all smart guys, you know, like let's just blue sky this bad bird. See if we can beat the area.
I think you fucked up.
I know I did.
Yeah.
Cause ultimately that became they did kind of move on from jockeys to horses, then the horse became a tavern, then it became White Horse Tavern, then it became NFTs. So, you know, you figured it out. I'm ready to play Fred. Do you want to read this scene?
I'm so glad. I'm really ready to hear the scene.
And we'll do Chris after.
We'll do the Chris story right after.
Yeah.
Kind of what it was like hanging with Chris. Chris ever jack off on any of the episodes?
Oh, you're going to have to wait to find out.
Yeah.
Did he jack off on the episode?
Yeah.
Okay, so I forgot. Fine. I'll tell the one story. Chris did jack off on one episode.
Thank you.
Right when it was ready to go on TV.
No.
We go into Chris's room. And he's got the episode there. He just jacked off all over it.
No. What did you guys do?
No, it was the evil monkey that lives in my door. And we're like, okay, Chris, like, yeah, right. And then he looks over at the evil monkey.
He does the evil thing that the monkey does.
He did the point, the like crazy point at Chris. He's clearly just jacked off.
Damn. That makes me, I mean, I feel bad for Chris at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Because no one believes him about.
It was a really sad story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shit. I'm sorry I made you tell that, man.
Yeah.
I guess you kind of insisted on
really
telling
sad,
it, but
upsetting
whatever.
Story.
I mean, yeah. We'll hear the real Chris story later.
But. Yeah. You got something else.
But I'm ready to be Fred. Hang on. Let me get into it. I'm Seth Green. I'm Seth Green. And I'm
Fred. No, you're not.
And you're Fred.
Yeah, there you go.
And I'm Fred.
There you go.
All right.
Fred is sort of an everyman, even though he is a bored ape. We never acknowledge that he's a bored ape.
Kind of the same.
They never talk about being NFTs.
He's looking
no.
at it.
No.
In fact, no, not weird. That sort of also extended to the pre-production.
To the whole cast.
Casting process. And
kind of just like...
that
like
was never mentioned.
It's kind
you
of
don't
method.
Even know that.
In
Why would
did
you know that?
Did you know you were going to get animated at all?
I knew I was going to get animated. I did not know that I would be... digital currency.
Because the way you're sitting and everything, like, you're not camera ready. And the frame that you showed, like...
Okay.
Right. No. I knew like, they were going to animate over me. We shot every scene twice.
Like, Rajat's been through HMU.
Oh.
Yes.
Hit me up.
Yes, that is correct.
That's right.
I didn't do HMU.
But your beard's too long in it.
I think you also got HMU'd, didn't you?
They said they were like, do you want to get it? It's just, this is boring. But yeah, they asked it. They said,
dude,
do you want to?
No, and I said, no.
Yes, they were just being nice.
I'm one of the animated characters.
Uh-huh.
And they said, oh, okay, no worries. You don't have to do hair and makeup.
You don't have to do it. You don't,
I also
yeah.
want
we don't have
say,
to trim this big, long beard. You guys can't see it so well. He's got like a Scott Ian from Anthrax beard. It comes straight down from his chin. Just when you were filming, I've never seen you wear it like that in real life. But I assume that HMU would say, "Hey, don't do this, man."
Right. Yeah, like I said, I didn't need hair and makeup because
he did, yeah. I also, you were saying that this is boring. It's not, because
no,
the project
not at all.
Is like. The project is so. Like,
this is showbiz. This
it.
Is
yeah,
in behind like, the scenes.
Can I just ask? Like, you say that you weren't told that your character was an NFT, was digital currency. Would that have affected your performance in some way?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Why do you think that's something?
Right.
You need
well, that
to
was
know.
The issue. That was the issue. Is
if
like,
we had known, it
would
have.
We still would have been so excited to do the project.
We would have
but
probably been like more starstruck.
It.
Yeah. It just would have. It. Probably would have gotten in the way of our performances a little bit, I would say, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. It would
yeah.
have been so
it allowed
much worse.
Me to relax. Yeah.
I know, yeah.
yeah.
And to think that you were just going to be a cartoon is like, well, whatever. But mm-hmm. knowing that you're going to be an NFT,
that's like,
I think you would have been a little tense. Like,
yeah, yeah.
And also, like, clearly the issue was that somebody found out at some point, word mm-hmm. got out, and... Look what happened.
That's yeah. what I'm saying. So I would
all
say
these
they,
characters were renditioned and some of them died.
Yeah, some of them got their asses kicked and they mm-hmm. know, they've never been the same again.
Merged.
Yes.
Which mm-hmm. I was a POW.
I didn't want to, yeah, I didn't want to yeah. break, yeah, but it was rough in there. I mean,
in
they
the
were doing,
digital wallet.
In the digital mm-hmm. wallet where they digitally water, they do all this shit. You know, mm-hmm. there's, you know that yeah. picture of Abu Ghraib?
Which one, right?
The one, like,
there's so many.
Like that.
Okay,
that,
yeah, that one.
Imagine
yes,
that.
Sure.
Imagine that with the with an ape. Not so,
it was,
not so funny anymore, is it?
It was an ape. Wait, okay.
A
you thought
ape.
It was funny before, but.
I thought it was funny before. Not so funny anymore now with the right. bored ape. Yeah.
Right.
Not so funny.
Ape.
What's up?
I was trying to.
He's got
turn
it.
Abu.
Got it. No, he's got it.
Oh.
No.
Yeah. No. You see,
Abu
yeah.
is the monkey from Aladdin.
Oh, so we don't have to do anything to it.
No,
it's all good as is.
Yeah.
Still works.
Abu Grape Ape.
Abu Grape Ape.
There we go.
Okay.
Told you.
If you
I
want,
told you he had it.
You want.
This motherfucker had it all the way.
But I have sort of lost track of my Fred voice, so if I could get
oh,
back
yeah.
into character while he tells
that.
His Chris story, that's going to help me.
I told the Chris story. He jacked off all over the episode. We had just finished it.
Do you feel okay. like you're good now with Fred? You have
you
it?
You got it?
Yeah, it's only one line, so I'm just going to give you three in a row. When, okay. when it's my turn.
Okay, great. That's perfect for just like audio and
just
yeah.
so you can pick from it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yep.
Does someone want to do
stage directions?
Does anyone have like do you need
oh, nobody else has
the you need to email me the sides as well?
Yeah,
oh,
maybe
my, okay.
Email.
Hang on.
Right.
Hayes, I could text
sure.
them to you.
Okay,
yeah,
that'd
yeah.
be great. Thank
you. Do
you.
That. How you doing, Jeremy? You ready for this? You ready to you slip back into Sudsy?
Yeah, I think
Sudsy's
so.
A dishwashing robot.
Robot. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And
Alonzo.
Talk about
is,
Alonzo a little bit.
I was. I've always been curious what ethnicity Alonzo is.
Let Alonzo. Phil, I mean, obviously,
well,
you went
also,
in
talk a little bit
your
about your family.
Show,
yeah,
so.
I well, he's kind of a mix, you know. I would say
he's mixed race.
He's kind of a mixed race. And I think he's gay.
Okay.
I think he's gay too.
Okay.
When I played him, obviously I talked to Seth a lot, a lot of conversations, just us two, just kind of shooting the shit and just like, who is this guy? What's the backstory? And I think we came to the conclusion that he's a gay, mixed race man. Yeah.
So what's going on for Sudsy sexually, as long as we're getting into all this stuff?
I think he is asexual. He's a robot.
He's ace. Okay.
Yeah.
But there's got to be, in this world, especially with doodles and NFTs interacting with people normally, I would assume there is some romantic component to some of their lives. I know Fred is trying to smash with the bartender. Mm-hmm. So, he could be asexual just as anyone could, but I don't know why you would limit yourself just because you are a robot doodle,
right?
Dishwasher. Well, maybe there's a specific kind of robotic pornography that Sudsy enjoys. This is just a way that you build, because Rajat's done the work.
Right.
Like, he's built a real character around Alonzo, the mixed race gay man. And it feels like, and this is
that's maybe why you got edited out.
That you haven't found it yet.
Right. And that might be why my line was cut from the trailer.
Can I say this? On camera, when they're filming, is not a place to learn.
Mm-hmm.
That's not where you find it. You want to already
place of no way.
That's good. You'll use it. I know you will.
And even if we're getting animated, maybe let's hit hair and makeup.
They were coming to you. If they offered to you, it's for a reason.
Yeah.
They know that you're going to be digitally concealed by a dishwashing robot. Like, they know that. They understand that. They're trying to help you.
Got it.
The beard is also very dangerous. That shape of beard is very dangerous on set.
You should be yelling points.
Saying, like, points.
Yeah. You should be saying points the same way that the crew members, the grips who are like holding a big ladder, have to say,
right.
Or a light stand.
Yeah.
You have to say points.
I'm getting ready.
Cool.
I don't have much battery. It's just this one page?
Just this one. That's our scene.
We have another scene, but...
Oh, we do. It's very... That's not really our scene. This is kind of like our...
Fred's got one line. Fred's got... Hey, okay.
It's not just one line, though. I mean, there's action as well. I would just say,
Okay. So I'm going to read that.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, but I would like, I think Sean
should do some
sort
of
act it
out. I think so,
too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Interior, tavern, kitchen, rear entrance. Moments later, Fred enters through the kitchen door and crosses by Alonzo, line cook, and Sudsy, dishwashing robot.
Fred!
Soup. Sunday. Sorry, can we start over?
Absolutely.
Sure.
From the top, or you just want the stage directions, or you just want your lead in?
Can you read me in?
Yeah.
Do you want the stage directions, or do you just want the line that reads you
just
in.
The dialogue? Can we go over my line for a little bit, just so I'm ready?
Go over your line.
Yeah. So, because I don't have the whole script, I just have this moment.
Totally.
So I know your name.
Do you know my name?
Yes. In this, I would say in the world.
Okay.
Basically,
you know who we.
Because the first, you say our names. That's like half the line.
And it is Sudsy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, because I was saying Sunday and no one corrected me.
No, you're right. That's our bad.
We'll correct you next time.
Corrected you. Sorry. Yeah. But it is Sudsy. And you're good on Alonzo, right?
Yeah, you got that one down?
Uh-huh.
Cool.
Cool. It doesn't
say. Okay, so do you want the you just want the dialogue?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right, go ahead.
I'm ready.
Fred.
Sudsy. Alan. So.
Yeah. Just gonna stop you.
We'll jump in.
It's you got that was close.
The first part was amazing.
The first, really close.
Mm-hmm.
And all the pieces of it are there.
Definitely. You know the part where it says Alan?
Yeah.
That's I think we're gonna go for
Alan,
just like a different pronunciation.
We're gonna go
we're gonna go for Alonzo.
There was a
rewrite, but yeah, so we're going for Alonzo.
Yeah, not your fault.
To Alonzo.
Oh,
not your fault.
Oh, cool.
Not your fault.
Okay, doing kind of a a European thing.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna
read me in again.
I'll lead you in.
Yeah.
Read Fred.
In.
Bussy Alonzo.
No. Mm. Mm.
That was great.
It was sudsy. Yeah. It's sudsy. Yeah.
Not bussy.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
You feel like you got it this time?
You think?
Oh.
Oh.
We wanted to have our lawyer present.
Yeah.
Hey, can you come here?
Can we talk about the deal making process for
We had a hard line. We said we must be paid at least $346.
We have to it started at 300. We're like, no.
346.
And Grace was like, I'll try to work my magic.
And yeah, of course Grace got a cut of that.
Yeah, of course.
Probably about $3.04.
Yeah.
Well, no.
And that,
wow,
Sean's living in the house that Sudsy built.
That's right.
All right. So I feel like I have it now. And so this second half of this line, can I hear one of you say it?
We don't want to give you a line read, I think.
Yeah. Just
okay.
Whatever feels natural in the moment.
What's the attitude on it, though? Can you give me like the general
normal?
Normal, I would say.
Hello.
Just like
normal.
Yeah, it's like
saying hello.
It's more of a hello. Like
okay.
You got it? Cool.
Yeah.
Fred.
Sudsy. Alonzo. Smells goo, guys.
We'll take that.
I just wanted to point out, he did say smells goo.
Yeah.
And the line.
Well, definitely, yeah.
And totally. The line. Okay, so you did notice that?
Yeah.
The line is smells good.
Smells good? That's what I was asking.
We'll get the DNA DR.
We'll get that.
That's what I was asking.
Have you coming in ADR.
Well, I did say I was going to give you three.
That's fine.
That was three.
We will need to get him smelling something at some point so we can get that clean or...
We'll just get him.
Hayes, are you proposing we get the audio of Sean smelling?
Yes.
Okay. Sup, Z? Alone, so. Smells good, guys.
You nailed the D.
Bugsy. Mm-hmm. Sub-Z. I have it. Sub-Z.
Yeah, I don't think you...
Alonzo. Yeah. Smells good, guys.
I think that was pretty good.
I
think we can assemble
schedule.
It from what we have.
Definitely.
I think we have to keep moving.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. You too. What is that?
Thank you. Thank for your help with the line.
No.
Oh.
No, you don't.
No.
We're not. I think.
Oh, no. Read. Yeah. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for helping me with some of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the line, but.
All right, go ahead.
I don't know if he was trying to thank you or say the line either.
I was trying to do the line. I was trying to do the line.
You're trying to do the line. Okay.
Right, I was trying to do the line.
Okay, thanks.
All right, yeah, we'll just keep moving. All right, thanks, you too.
You're welcome.
Is that? Is that weed?
Fred gives a sly, it might be shrug as he exits past them.
It might be. It might be.
Right, Sean.
Right, I think you're basically done. You're about to exit.
Yeah.
Okay. It might be.
I would say Fred's motivation, I would say.
Yeah.
What? No, sorry. I'm just trying to give you notes right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I'm workshopping it with you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I would say during that, during Alonzo's line, your motivation is like very quiet. Like,
yes,
I,
quiet,
like reserved, yes, like sort, yes, of just intro. He's like maybe in his own head a little bit.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
This scene's just not about Fred. It's a Sudsy and Alonzo scene.
Totally.
Exactly. Totally. Exactly.
Okay.
You got it.
All right. Read me in again.
Fred.
Sudsy.
You said, oh, sensei?
Sudsy. Alonzo. Smells good, guys.
Hmm. Smelling.
Thanks. You too. What is that? Weed?
It might be weed.
No, it's more of, yeah, anyway. That's, oh, it's, well, it's,
oh,
weed.
Oh, that's so cool. That's so cool.
Oh, Fred is awesome.
He's the best. Hey, you need a plate?
Yeah, fuck me up, G.
Huh?
Were you talking to Fred?
No.
Okay.
Talking to Sudsy.
No, that's fine. We, I got it.
It sounded like
Fred,
that's fine. It sounded like Fred thought you might have been talking to him.
Yeah. No, that's fine. Keep going. I got it. I got it.
Because he was, because Fred's trying to leave.
Fred's, know? Gone. Fred's gone, yeah, by this point.
Yeah,
he's trying to be out of
Fred's gone.
I exit. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's a small.
But confusing for him.
The
as
kitchen's
to
right
go,
near
it
the bar.
Sounds like someone might be talking to him.
Yeah, I see the confusion.
Yeah,
the
definitely right. Confusing. It's.
I didn't know who G was. I didn't know if we needed another.
Totally.
No, G is like Rajat's.
That's
like
my
Rajat's culture. They use.
It's like gay. Slang. It's like stands for gay again. So.
Oh, okay. Man.
Sudsy whips a clean plate out of his pile of dishwashing, and Alonzo throws some cheese fries onto it.
Sorry, I thought you guys might have been saying something to me.
No, that's all good, Fred. Thanks.
All right.
Seems
the
like a
bar's of- right near the kitchen, so I could just hear everything.
Hey, Fred, I think someone's calling you.
I thought you were calling me.
Mm.
Wait, so, well, Fred, answer it. So what's calling you?
I think, no, in the other room. In the other room.
No.
It's not in this room. It's not in this room. No, it's not a phone call.
He's getting a phone call.
No, no.
Yeah. We didn't do that much.
What's up, G? I'm with Alonzo. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Is she okay?
Yeah, we've been over.
She's not.
Yeah.
Identify how. Oh, just like say if it's her or not. Okay. Yeah, sure. Yeah, okay. And do I get paid or anything for it? No, it's just for like the police or.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Okay. All right. Let me see. Hang on. Like I said, I'm with Alonzo. You don't.
Oh.
Oh, you don't know who that is. Sudsy's here. Okay. So I'm. So.
You nailed our names then.
Yeah, that was.
You kind of knocked that out of the park. But
yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
He's still on the phone. Rajat.
Sorry.
No, I'm just telling you guys. So can you guys cover for me?
He's talking to you now.
We're already working our jobs.
Been working.
I'm a dishwasher.
Yeah. And I'm okay. I'm not really a bartender. I'm more of a line cook. But.
So this is like it's like the sheriff is at the coroner's office.
Oh, shit.
I guess my mom was in war.
Oh, shit.
So this might be what happened to this character. This might be how he got.
He got stolen. NFT'd.
Okay. No, I mean, like, someone maybe called him and told him that his mom was in war.
Yeah, Sudsy and Alonzo say they can't cover for me. Okay, bye. They were mad.
We've been over this. Plates exist to hold the food. They're supposed to get dirty.
But then they're not clean. What a bad system.
And scene.
Damn, I'd love to know who wrote this bad bird.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.